tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You give me leg monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
What is going on? Now can you hear me? Me.
030-800.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast,
episode 0308. My name's Terry Gile. I'm the white guy of the podcast. I'm one of your hosts. The other one's over there holding his breath.
What?
Let go of it. Let it go.
What's going on? I'm Gatch.
It's Friday.
Whee!
The weekend is here and we have a special guest in the studio.
Yeah. Ain't many more Fridays left.
Total?
Well, the Aztecian end of the world.
That's
Is that before or after the Mayans?
It's all Mayan.
Yeah, they're the same people, aren't they?
No.
Mayan Angelou?
Aztecaloo?
Yes. Welcome, guys. Super Dave Wombaga.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
I am fine.
It took him a week to get here.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's,
shaking.
What is up?
Well, I'm glad to hear that it takes two guests to replace me. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we had two guests rolling in your spot last week.
And then we had to
postpone
the episode. No,
yeah.
We had no guest in your spot, actually. That was another recording that you were talking about. That was an abrupt ending.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We were. That's next week. Right?
No,
that's two weeks.
No. Like the episode that he missed, and then we tried to get him again for
our
stockpiled episode. But
I didn't get the text message till it was too late.
Yeah.
Darn it. I'd have been all over it, too.
You can't rely on Facebook. Because I think I Facebooked
you. Rely on a faceless wonder.
So it's a big weekend. You guys know there's a whole bunch of stuff. What are you guys going to do on tonight, Friday night? Got any big plans?
Tonight.
There's so much stuff going on.
Tonight.
Floater. Floater's playing in Corvallis with 30-pound dash. COC and Yobbs playing in Eugene tonight.
Corrosion of Conformity?
Yep.
Nice.
Lamb of God's playing in Medford. And there's a comedy show at Cornucopia in Eugene with Chris Castles and Seth Milstein and Andy Bradwin. So there's so much
and
stuff
yourself,
to do.
Right?
No.
Oh.
I'll be enjoying some COC and Yob down the street from there.
I don't think I got any plans for that night.
You should go to that show, dude. It's going to be ridiculous. COC is going to be playing where I play and tell jokes.
I'll probably be bleaching my underwear.
Why? Are they stained up?
Yeah, it's been a while, so you know, you got to do that every month or two, whether they need it or not.
Do you have to have how many members of bleach does that take to bleach your underwear?
I was going to go there, but I wasn't sure exactly how to get there yet. So thank you.
Maybe if your brother's not busy, you could go over to Pat's house.
Do you bleach your edible underwear?
No.
Did you know they have new edible underoos so you don't have to pack lunches for your kids anymore? They're made out of fruit roll-ups.
Okay.
And that is 100% false. Just seeing what your reaction would be.
Yeah, that's kind of what he does, isn't it?
Now, have you ever eaten edible underwear off of a woman?
No.
Or how about off of a man?
Hell no.
Have you ever owned
edible underwear?
I bought one pair and then just tasted them because I wasn't dating
was
anybody.
Was it chocolate?
It was fruit roll-ups.
Oh, it was fruit roll-ups. Yeah. Huh.
I've seen them
in a package.
They were pretty nasty.
Yeah. You know. Did they taste waxy like those wax lips?
No.
Have you ever stuck wax lips in a vagina?
Whoa.
Dude, that would be an awesome picture.
Not that I remember.
That would be an awesome picture.
Oh, stick the tab that you would actually chew.
Yeah, so it looks like a wax vagina.
Sideways the vagina lips.
Yeah.
They should sell vagina wax vagina lips.
Oh, dude.
Your mouth.
I'm editing that out.
Why?
Because I'm going to sell that for $1 million on Shark Tank.
Okay. Wax vagina lips for kids.
Wax off.
I love how we stumble onto such greatness.
I know, that is $1 million idea.
Vagina lips.
Yep.
Wow. Speaking of wax vagina lips, what do you think the stupidest thing you've ever done? Not that that idea is stupid. For some reason, I don't know if I was thinking of something stupid that I've done in my past.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple things from when I was a teenager that were pretty stupid. Maybe while you guys think, I'll tell this story where me and my friend, we drank a 30-pack of Strohs between the two of us, and we were like 16. Remember Strohs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They don't have that anymore. And then we're going home, and we stumbled across the real estate office in Brownsville, and there just happened to be an open window in the back. So we decided, it's open. We should go in there. That's a total invitation. So we went in there and like rustled around, and we're like, let's take some stuff. So we took like some stupid stuff, like an adding machine. And then I'm looking in this drawer and I found this 38 special revolver.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy he liked guns. He's like, dude, let's go. Let's take it. So we took it. And that's right around the corner from my house. And then my parents were gone camping. Or no, my parents were there, but we didn't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow my sister or her friend had called us from Eastern Oregon or something. They were getting ready to go camping, and I confided in one of those and told them the story. Well, they told my parents, because if you would have known who the dude was, he was like this dude that would kill you.
Yeah, he would have came at you with his other gun?
Yeah. And so they like, you got to take that stuff back. It's like, what do you mean? You got to go break back in there and put everything back.
Yeah.
So we did. And we went back and we broke in there and we put everything back. And then no one ever knew.
Wow.
Until now.
I wonder if he's like...
He's dead now.
I know, but I wonder if it was like, that's not how I sit my gun in that
door. Dust it for fingerprints.
Yeah. He'd be like, that's not 90 degrees. That's like 80.
My adding machine was moved 3 inches to the left.
Wow, an adding machine.
Well, why would we take... There was like a voice recorder, and back in the 80s, that was like, whoa, a voice recorder.
It'd be
recorder.
Like $600.
Yeah, so we had all these things.
And the size of a pizza now.
And yeah, that's our new sponsor, and our guest finally got to try
very good
pizza now.
Yeah.
Pretty good for free, for sure.
Yeah, they should do commercials. They should steal Billy Crystal's adolescent sex drive voice. I want pizza now. I want pizza now.
Wow.
He used to hang out in the metal circle back in the day.
Who did?
Billy Crystal?
Didn't he? Right? Bloodlust?
Billy Crystal?
No, the guy from Pizza Now.
Oh, he was talking about Billy Crystal.
Yeah, Billy Crystal Meth used to, too.
That's a band name right there.
Yeah, I know.
Billy Crystal Meth. Touring with Vince Neil Diamond.
And
Burnt Reynolds.
Yeah. Jack China White.
See where,
so you guys don't have any stupid stories for me? I bared my soul.
I'm trying to come up with one, you know.
It doesn't have to be criminal.
I know. I got the stock one to where I went and poured barbecue.
For me, I was talking to this guy at work, and he said he did this podcast.
Yeah.
And I told him I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever done.
I know. 6 episodes later, right?
Yeah. No, that was closer to the top of the list of good things that I've done. So, because I have so much.
Yeah, man, for sure. I didn't take you seriously. But no, I don't, you know, other than the time I poured the barbecue sauce in my hair and black cherry soda in my hair, you know, that was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not in a stupid, like,
was there a reason
stupid
for
way.
It
I was just drunk.
It was the first night I met Dustin.
Yeah. It was the first night I met a lot of you guys, because I'd worked for Pat. I was, like, 18.
Dan had the boat up there
My 18th summer. And Dan had just bought that boat. And we were going and we're roadside camping up there. I remember... Death Metal Dave was there. That was the first time I'd met him. He was on...
I can't believe Dave...
He was on Less there. Fortunate Times, but he passed out soon after we got there. And Pat and Ron, who I'd worked with. I'd worked with you, Dave, at that point.
I think Dana might have been up
Dan
there.
Dan was there, and that was the first time that I met...
Dana Doomy, who hurt me. What was that? Help Dan, me hurt in Idaho?
Yeah. And Brian... Brian Langthroop and
Stoke Brian.
Yeah, I think there was a couple other people. I think his friend Gordon was there later on, but it kind of gets all blurry after a certain point, you know. Yeah. Ron and I think his wife at the time.
Barbecue sauce gets in your eyes.
Huh? We haven't talked about this.
Yeah, and I was just drunk around the campfire, just being entertaining, probably doing anything anybody told me, and I had barbecue sauce and black cherry soda that I brought from home, and the whole way up there, I had in one hand. Seagram 7, and in the other hand, Old Milwaukee, and that's how I spent most of the day.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And, so that's where I got. And I think Dan went and eventually threw me off the dock. I remember that as one of the things. Then I came back, and Pat will tell you it's the highest puke he's ever seen. And then
projectile vomit?
Yeah, and then I passed out right next to it.
Yeah.
That is what I recall.
I'm like, who is that crazy kid pouring barbecue sauce on his head?
Yeah, I didn't even smoke weed at that time.
Wow.
Just think what you could have got him to do if he did.
He just ate a lot of acid.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was a good time. I'm surprised at some point that I didn't fall off Dan's boat when I was trying to piss off the back of it. Like standing on the edge, being completely wasted, not even being able to see straight.
You ever jump for trout?
That's what I was doing. I was sticking my dick in the water.
He was coming somebody, for trout, actually.
No, somebody jumped off the back and took a dump in the water. And they were laughing about how big it was. It was kind of floating just below the surface. And a bunch of fish came up and started checking it out.
Oh, awesome. I thought you were going to say like a big...
using poop and just coming came for trout.
Would it be worse to see that, or would just like a one fish just come up and go... glum, and just take it all
works
down
best when there's a lot of corn in it.
Yeah.
There's fish like corn.
White kernel corn. And you got to eat some of those little wedding ring beads.
Wedding ring beads.
Yeah, you know, like the wedding ring spinners.
I don't think we even talked about this story since episode one. The very first episode.
I was kind of on the spot at that point because I wasn't thinking of the story.
So that was a way more elaborate version.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, around the campfire, I remember barbecuing a hot dog until it was black. I mean, I just held it in the fire, staring in the fire, like completely wasted.
And then you ate it.
No, and then I took it off of there and immediately threw it across the fire, and I do believe it hit Brian right in the center of the forehead from like 3 feet away.
Stoke Brian?
Yeah. I remember throwing it and laughing my ass off when it hit him. I do not remember, but people tell me that they pretty much had to hold him off of me.
I bet.
You know?
That little dude has a temper.
Yeah, he did. He liked to fight, and... he didn't care if he lost.
Because that's punk rock.
Yeah, he didn't care. He was like, fuck it. This is still a fight.
A fight is a fight.
Yep. And he'd always like to fucking goose people and titty twister, and then he'd show you his fucking stomach tumor, which would be his nutsack.
It's right here.
Yeah, touch it. And then he'd grab your hand and try to pull it to it, and you'd just be like, fuck off, man. I'm going to fucking hit you.
That's the way you should have handled it, though, is let him pull and just curl your hand into a fist. And
See, I got fooled by a ball sack.
Let me pop that tumor back in.
Yeah.
I got fooled by a ball sack one time by Dano from the Eighth Yarkers.
Uh-huh.
He had these shorts on that apparently had a very large hole in the pocket.
Uh-huh.
And he pulled his pocket out inside out, and he's like, check out this gum that got stuck in my pocket. Because it like, had hair all stuck to it and stuff. And we're outside the Samurai Duck, and I'm like, so I get down for a closer look, because I was like, that's gum? He's like, son, do you know how close you are to my ball sack right now? And I was like, oh, God, that's fucking gross. That's cool. When you get a hole in your pocket, you just pull your balls out. Look at this gum that got stuck in my pocket. It's like, God damn. Will you pull on that?
Pick that out
it's
for me.
It's already been chewed.
Yeah.
It was my ABC ball sack.
Duct tape will get that right out.
Ouch.
Do we have any non-testicular, testicle-related anecdotes?
No, you might have one. I doubt it. Every anecdote I've ever heard you talk about has to do with balls.
Me?
Yes, don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about either.
He looks did,
they're usually, but they're usually my balls, not, not somebody else's.
Could be anyone.
Would you go on Survivor?
Yeah, I would.
We're trying to get Al Minta to go on.
Yeah, you know Al.
Yo, so, word.
Yeah.
He would be perfect, dude.
He'd be
got
a great personality on Survivor.
He's got the dreadlocks, and he's got the character, and you know, man, like he would just be.
Shout
perfect.
Out to Al.
Yeah, but he'd be sober the whole time, though, wouldn't he?
Al Mentos. Oh yeah, he's sober.
Yeah. Well.
He's sober.
Yeah, he smokes the
ganja man,
and an occasional cigarette.
Rastaman.
Rastaman.
So did you ever hear that story we talked about that guy who tattooed the Romney logo on his face?
I did see that story, yeah.
We talked about it because now he's getting removed, and he said it's not because he doesn't want to be part of a losing team, but he just thinks that Romney's being a sore loser, and so he doesn't want to represent him, which I just think it's an excuse to get the tattoo off.
Yeah, how much
face.
Did he get paid to do it?
$15,000.
That's all?
On eBay.
How much is it going to cost to have it?
It'll be several sessions, but I doubt it'll be. I doubt it'd be $15,000, maybe $1,000. I don't know, but this reminded me of this. The guy in Florida, he's trying to raise money for his business, and he's auctioning the rights to his last name. He's going to change his last name to a business's name for 1 year.
1 year is reasonable. I would pay him. All right. So, what's his first name?
His first name?
Yeah.
Jason.
All right, so Jason Tagcast.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, well, would you be willing to pay more than $34,500?
No.
Somebody actually bid that much?
That's the top bid now.
Where would the advertising come into play?
But check it out. What a dumb name. His name's now going to be Jason J-Lab Audio, which he could be a rapper.
Yeah.
J-Lab Audio is the top bidder right now at $34,500.
What? Where is the marketable publicity? I mean, what's he going to do?
Newspaper stories about it.
Well, he's a business owner.
$34,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
He also does a thing where he has a website, iwearyourshirt.com, which allows companies to buy advertising space on his torso for up to a week. He'll wear a shirt that has their business name on it for a certain amount of money.
Well, who sees it?
I don't know.
That'd be great for Dan to get into with the pedicab.
Oh, yeah, because he sees a lot of people. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pedicab, not pedocab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pedicab.
He's had people ask him to give him to work on their toenails while he's in the... but he hasn't had any small children ask for sexual favors ever. Because that's not how people in Corvallis and Corn Valley are.
He never admitted that, though.
No, he didn't. Dan, if you'd like to chime in,
that's not
Icy bad. Hot Challenge.
Yeah.
He was going to give us $20.
Mm-hmm.
That's not worth it.
No.
$20 to do your toenails?
No, to do the Icy Hot Whack Off Challenge.
Yeah, he wanted us to be whacked off with Icy Hot.
By our significant others, and whoever opted out first lost.
And you guys turned that down, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
We told him maybe $200.
Oh, no, I said he's missing a few zeros.
Yeah, 2,000.
20,000.
Because, you know, he's like, well, then when you got tired of it, you could just wipe it off. It's like,
yeah,
you don't wipe Icy Hot off. You wipe it in.
Or
wipe it in.
I've been pranked with Icy Hot before.
You have? Where? In the tank?
In the army.
In
my left army.
They got you right in the army.
No,
and then you stuck it in my butthole.
You just load up a pair of somebody's drawers. When you get out of the shower, slip it on, and take about 4 or 5 steps, and you realize, holy shit.
Oh, in your undies.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. So
how's that rank on the prank list?
Rank prank.
Not as far as causing discomfort for the least amount of effort, that ranks pretty damn high.
Uh-huh. What about
you better not like who you do it to. They're not going to like you once they get done.
Is it better than forking someone's yard? Is it higher than that?
What is forking someone's yard?
Ooh.
That's where you go in during the night and you stick plastic silverware all throughout their yard, and then it freezes over at night. And then they have to come and...
And
that's
they try to get him out.
That's a pretty good one.
Just breaks
off. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yeah.
It took me a while to understand what fork in the yard was. Yeah. I figured you just put them in the other way, and then people couldn't walk on the yard because it'd be all fork times.
That was
up.
An idea from Kyle Dactyl.
Yeah, Kyle Dactyl.
Well, my favorite one.
You know Kyle Dactyl.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite one was you know what Scotsguard is, right?
Yeah.
Spray it on clothes or whatever makes it waterproof.
Yeah, shoes.
When you just spray it on somebody's towel. So when they get out of the shower, they take their towel, you know, especially in the Army, where you have a community shower.
Yeah.
You get out of the shower, and they start drying off with it, and it just all does is smear the water around, and it just really gets people fired up, let me tell you.
I can't dry off!
That's you don't want to use fabric softeners on your towels either, because it will build up a water resistance, so it won't absorb water as well when you dry off.
What?
Yeah.
What?
God, that's why I do not use that. I do not use fabric softener on my towels.
Yeah, see, I didn't. I don't use the liquid fabric softener anymore. I'll throw a bounce sheet in there every once in a while, and I did it with the last load of laundry. And tell you, that's what reminded me of the Scotchgard trick.
Yeah,
it's like using a squeegee.
You know what else? You know what else you can do with Scotchgard?
What?
Huff
you
it.
Could guard your scotch.
What, do you spray the top of your bottle with it?
No, you just set it by it, and it'll guard it.
You can make some good records on Scotchgard, I've heard, from Ween.
Yeah, you can.
They used to have Scotchgard.
Push the little lady the water fall down.
That's probably where that one song came from.
Big Jim!
Yeah.
It does. It
That's
does
the biggest
a
damn gem I'm ever getting. Big gem.
Pick them.
Big
Dave, what is a gem?
A gem?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a film.
How big is it?
About yay.
All right. For our viewers, for our listeners out there who didn't see what Dave measured out, approximately this. This is about what he was.
A little bit bigger.
And for those of you who couldn't hear what Dustin said, it was about this big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's no fish story.
Speaking of Jim.
Have you ever...
Aw, Jim. That's Hans Jochumsen on the guitar. Sounds like I'm in a cave.
And Lance Thill on the vocals. Heart, mind bloated.
We could try to call Pat and see if he wants to chime in about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame news about Public Enemy make it in there before Anthrax. What do you think about that, Dave? Public Enemy makes it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before
Anthrax.
They
need to change the name of the place.
Though. And Deep Purple. Yeah, it's not the rock. It's not the rap Hall
it's
of Fame.
Music. Well, even that's a stretch, but, you know.
Rap. Yeah. There's only 4 rap artists that have been inducted into the Rock and Rap Hall of
Run
Fame.
Run DMC.
Beastie Boys. Grandmaster Flash. Mm-hmm. And the Furious Five, which is
you
one
think
album. Next will be Jay-Z, I'm sure.
Oh, geez.
Do you think MCA will get inducted?
He's been
solo?
Yeah, no, he's already got inducted.
You cannot be inducted solo.
Oh, no,
no,
I just meant because he's dead.
Well, that's what I meant. That's why they would, like, honor him by giving him his own.
What are the Everly Brothers' first names?
Everly?
Don.
Was, not was?
Don. I can't remember the other one.
Well, whoever it was, when I was in Kentucky, listening to radio, it was one of KDF.
You were in Kentucky?
Fort Campbell, Kentucky, yeah.
What else is in Kentucky?
fried chicken.
Well, in Nashville, Tennessee, there's a radio station, and a morning disc jockey, some restaurant donated two live lobsters, and they kept them in the tank in there. And this was right about the time when they were trying to decide where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame goes. And the Everly Brothers grew up in Nashville, I guess, or that's where they got their start or something. And they found out that the Everly Brothers voted for Cleveland.
For
the place to, so they named the two live lobsters after the Everly Brothers. Talked about them all week and then boiled them alive and ate them.
Oh, good.
Two Live Lobsters, by the way, that is the original name for Two Live Crew.
Who was not inducted into their
Two Live Jews.
Yeah.
That's some funny shit right there.
Two Live Lobsters.
As kosher as we wanna be. Oi.
What do you think happens to the turkeys on Thanksgiving when the president pardons them?
That one only lived like less than a year. The one that he pardoned last year died before Thanksgiving this year.
Well, one of them went after George Bush Jr.'s nuts.
Really?
Did you know that he's a lizard?
George Bush is a lizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's one of those reptilian people.
There's a lot of them. Who else
that
was
rule
there?
The world?
Roddy Piper?
No.
No, there's a couple sports guys.
But I heard he's doing wrestling in Portland again.
Yeah, he was on the post game. What's the show? The show after Blade
and
game,
his son, right?
Talking ball. I don't know.
Talking balls. That's our segment. Talking shit.
Talking ball with Ian Carmel.
Dwight James. Turtle.
I know a guy that knows Ian Carmel.
Turtle.
I know Ian.
So Carmel. Do I. Because I know Mike Barrett and Mike Rice, and they know Ian Carmel.
But I know Ian Carmel, personally. Yeah.
Well, see, now we both do.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
It's a weird triangle.
That's the Terry was the guy that I knew that knew Ian Carmel.
And then, shit, what else was I going to say about, who were we just talking about before? Oh, God. I'm retarded.
Talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jay-Z.
Not that far ago. No, just right
Fargo's
when
a great
Ian Carmel. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
Ian Carmel
yeah.
Sports. The show on after sports.
Oh, we were
Mike
we
Barrett,
was talking
Mike
about
Rice.
That you know.
Mike Rice.
We was talking about something there.
You guys have totally talked to so many subjects.
Dave, you remember the message you got from us the other week?
I remember it. Yes, I haven't listened to it yet.
What? You remember that message, Terry?
Oh yeah. It wasn't me. Someone used my phone.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was the guy with the Romney tattoo.
Who was the guy with the Romney tattoo called you?
Is that a movie?
The guy with the Romney tattoo.
It's a new trilogy coming
out.
Yeah,
that guy called you. He called us and asked for your number, and then we listened as he called you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Eric Huntsberger. He's wondering if you could send some money for the Romney campaign.
He's also hunting for a good burger.
His first name's Era?
Eric.
Era?
Eric.
Eric
Kuntzberger. Eric Kuntzberger. Maybe you'll think I'm joking when you hear that. You're like, oh, Kuntzberger.
Yeah.
I get you. Eric Kuntzberger.
Two Live Kuntzburgers. That's the name of my new rap band.
Really?
We're going to be all clean, though. We're going to be a clean rap band, but we're going to be called Two Live Kuntzburgers.
It's going to be, it's going to be boop.
Two
burger.
Live
boop
burgers.
Say it again.
Two Live Kuntzburgers. Two Live Kuntzburgers. Two Live
boop. Burgers.
Okay. Pizza now. Pizza
I kinda
now.
I kind of like
now,
Two Live
now,
Bloop Burgers.
Now.
Yeah, I really know that he's not going to answer, but I'm calling Pat.
Oh, wow.
You didn't believe me, did you?
I did not believe you.
I know he's not going to answer, though, but we're just going to ask.
Are you going to be Eric Kuntzberger?
Hi, this is Eric's Kuntzberger.
Want me to give him a Buzz Wired?
Hi, this is Buzz Wired from radio station DORK. Just one bam.
Just one bam. Bumming around money. What do you think about that?
Dad, wait.
Hi, this is Pat.
What time are you coming home for dinner, Buzz?
Number.
Please record your message.
How
when
do
you
figure?
Finished recording. You may hang up or
it's
press
7:25. What can you be doing?
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Pat. God damn it! Why don't you ever answer your phone? This is Eric Huntsberger. I'm on the TagCast podcast.
Jesus, Margaret, you really hit that guy.
Hey, we were just wondering what you felt about the new inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, including Public Enemy and Donna Summer.
Public Enema?
But not Deep Purple. Deep Enema.
People are into Public Enemas.
Anyway, dude, call us back in the next hour, or I'm going to come to your house and bomb your place. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
I doubt if he'll call us back. But
yeah, he never calls anybody back.
Does he even have a phone?
Does he answer when you call?
It's a piece of crap.
RuPaul?
Yeah. Yeah, he was showing me his phone the other day, and it was like one of those ones that
flips up.
Yeah, it had two screens on it. One was a small one, you know, when it's folded up, and I'm like, how's this touch screen work, Pat? And I was all moving it around. How's this work? And he's like, no, there's a screen on the inside. I'm like, oh, how's that touch screen work?
It doesn't. He's like, you got to touch the buttons.
No, he's like, you can hit the button four times to change a letter on your text message.
Tick, 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 tick.
You got to give it that grace period for it to stop flashing those to before you can move on to the next letter.
I can't even recall those days.
I know.
I was thinking about going back to a phone that flips up just because I think I'm going to be switching. You say you're T-Mobile?
Yeah.
I was thinking about T-Mobile. They got a cheap deal, but
not a huge, big fan of them as far as coverage.
Me neither for Verizon.
I don't get coverage at your place through T-Mobile.
I don't think anyone's.
I like Sprint.
Like Sprint?
It's better than other people. I hear other people bitching about not having a signal more than I have to bitch about it.
Right on.
I don't get a signal at the car wash with the T-Mobile.
I don't get one at my house with Verizon.
What?
Yeah, inside I have to go outside of my house.
No, outside your house, I would not get a signal there either.
No, but I drop calls all the time. I'm klutzy when it comes to drop calls. I'm sick of those things, man.
Yeah,
it's fucking bullshit. Well, before I forget, I'm going to get to the couple birthdays we got. No celebrities that were worth mentioning all this week. So screw famous people, but ex-girlfriend and I think a former roommate of Pat Wambacher, Trina Smith. Remember Trina? Used to live with Bob something that was friends with Pat.
Oh, Bob Hanley?
No. This was way back in the 87.
The Iowa Longhorn.
Oh, yeah. Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah, back in the Silver 80s. Bullet Band. Anyway, Trina Smith, happy birthday to you. And the bass player from Damn Weevil today, James Heafy.
Nice.
Yeah, they're not a band
I knew
anymore.
He had a birthday. I just didn't know when it was.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
It's December 14th. Mm-hmm. And on this day in history, back in 1987, I totaled my 1971 Camaro on I-5 between Albany and Brownsville.
Wow.
I got attacked by a 18-wheeler, ripped his fuel tank off, and he punctured a hole in the back right by my fuel tank, but luckily didn't puncture it. He didn't have a fire extinguisher, which is required by law for truckers. And, like, there was a big puddle of diesel, like, all burning around all of our cars. You know how diesel burns? It just kind of blew and kind of hovers around the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. Randy Massey, he was with me that night. I can't believe that was 25 years ago.
Was flames with you?
No, but he was on the ground, dude, and he was blue. I think he was out of oxygen. The trucker thought he had killed us, I'm pretty sure.
No, really?
We were just going, dude, you got a fire extinguisher? And he's like, my knee. I was like, dude, you're not going to have to worry about your knee in a second when this whole shit ball goes
and
up.
And he didn't have a fire extinguisher?
He didn't.
Yeah. One thing, I do
you
know.
How did you get
it out? I peed on it.
Did you?
I'm just kidding.
No, about 21 years ago, about this time of year, I don't know if it was exactly on the 14th, I was burning diesel fuel.
Right on.
Out in the middle of the desert.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it was stirring up, you know, big old bucket of shit, pouring diesel in it and lighting it on fire.
Uh-huh. You shit burning?
Yep.
All right. That's the only way to get rid of it, huh?
Fucking A. Actually, no, it hadn't been January because it was after we moved north.
So. You can't bury it in the sand?
No. That was solid rock almost. Lava rock. And you can't do that anyway. When you got to worry about your name.
Have you ever had a bed that was on fire?
No.
You, Terry?
Yeah, I could hardly sleep.
Yeah, exactly where I was going with this. Yeah.
How can you sleep when your beds are burning?
Yeah.
How can you pee when your beds are burning?
We covered the top 10 things that Rick Astley will never do, but that's on an episode coming up later. So we better not even go there. You know him? You've been Rick rolled before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. Have you ever been prick rolled?
Some of those are pretty damn funny.
I have no idea. No, I'm just kidding. Dustin sending me notes. Hey, yeah. Do you want to share that with the whole class, Dustin? Or what,
no,
you got
I'm not
something
share
to say?
That with the whole class.
What, is it about me?
No. That's it's about, your, you know what's really in Hans?
Yeah.
An evil
You know
little
Hans,
troll.
Don't you, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
All
used to
you
work
got
with
any
him.
Hans stories?
One of my favorite people on the planet.
Have you ever heard of Han Solo?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of Han Solo. Mm-hmm.
And Blazer Wiki, hello.
No, I mean, have you heard Hans play a solo?
Oh, yeah, several.
Hey, you got any stories you want to shout out to him? Because he's a listener.
He gets pissed. He's a pissener. He gets pissed. He's a pissed listener when he listens and we're not here. Because some days our episodes are delayed because of technical difficulties or sleep disorders. Or
yep. That's what I was going to say. Is that technical?
Whatever. You know, so, yeah. Hans,
has he ever actually named a band Jesus Puncher?
No.
Was that? Did he want to do that for a long time?
That was...
Jesus.
Remember Sturmendrang?
Yeah.
Sturmendrang?
And Einster's a new button?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Hans.
But Jesus Puncher was the one that stuck in my head.
Not many people will know this, but Hans recorded a majority of his guitar tracks for the 1993 release from Victims of Internal Decay completely nude, with just his guitar on.
Ew.
Yeah. And Drew, the producer.
Can you let?
Yeah. Can you let us know that you're gay next time before we fucking make a bunch of jokes about it? You know, because we didn't know he was a homosexual, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But
and
Pat's all making jokes about, like, I'm down on the ground getting something. And he's, like, humping me. You know, oh, we're gay, huh? Like, and then Hans is all naked with his guitar.
Good.
And he's like,
that's good.
Drew's all, can you come up here in the truck, in the control room here? And he's like, man. He's walking around outside with just his guitar. So we got to see his butt. It was pretty awesome. So that's how I know what's inside
Hans. I remember seeing him climb Pat.
Like a tree.
Yeah, he'd go up one side and down the other.
Yeah, and now you guys know a little bit more about Hans and why he listens to what he does.
What's in Hans' CD player?
Today we're going to tell you.
What's in Hans' CD player? What's in Hans' CD player? We're going to find out today.
Hans!
What's in Hans' CD player?
Hans!
What's in Hans' CD player?
We paid good money for this track.
What's in Hans' CD player?
To who?
We're going to find out right now.
I can't tell you because they've sworn themselves to secrecy. It's such an awesome
blame
track. You don't blame them. Today... Oh, now I've got a great story about this particular choice of his that he's listening to. A band called Entombed. Love those guys. Old album called Clandestine. I believe that's how you pronounce it. I used to call it Clandestine when I was young and stupid. But I believe it's called Clandestine. Clandestine?
Clandestine?
Clandestine. That's a Indian clan that I belong to.
I have my own clan.
I know. It's called a Clandestine. But anyway, back in the day... Right around the time we were talking about where Hans was walking around naked with his guitar.
Right.
The band Victims of Internal Decay was getting influenced and the members were being introduced to a lot of new death metal bands, and it was kind of a new form of music for us, and we were digging on it. And Hans had bought this record, Clandestine by Entombed, and he told Pat, you got to get this. It's the best thing since sliced butter.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which you can get. I don't know if
you guys can. You mostly at a buffet.
Yeah. So he goes
Speaking
out to the
pets.
Store and he buys the butter, Entombed, and we stick it in, and it's crap, is what it is. We're like, oh, we better give this a chance. It's a tape. We got to fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to find the heavy part. What has drawn Hans to this? Hans drawn into this. We never found the moment that would be equal to something good. And we told Hans, dude, seriously, are you just trying to piss us off or what? And he's like, what? It's so heavy. You know, and we're like, there's not even distorted guitars. What is this? Turns out Pat had bought a tape that had the wrong fucking music on it.
Oh, really?
It was an Entombed tape that said Entombed on the tape. It said Entombed in the package. He bought it shrink-wrapped at Camelot Records, and it just had the wrong CD on it, or the wrong
That's
record.
Awesome.
And so we played it for Hans, and he's like, that's not what it is. Listen to this. Down-tuned stuff. So. And the only other experience I had with that, a friend of mine had a Saxon tape back in the day.
Yeah.
It was an album before Crusader, I think.
Uh-huh.
And you know how tapes would have, like, blank space at the end one to to keep the continuity. Well, there's a bunch of blank space, and then like for the last 30 seconds of the tape of the blank space, which had already been like 3 minutes of blank space, it was Michael Jackson. What'd you lose, dude?
I lost my knob.
Your knob? Well, shit.
I can't find it anywhere. But I remember I bought a Pink Floyd. They had a store up in Salem that went out of business.
I've lost my knob.
The CD thing that went out of business.
Yeah.
And they had the box set Pink Floyd Shine On, which was like a nine album.
That's a crazy diamond.
But I always listen to The Wall Part 2 because I enjoyed that one more, you know?
Part 2.
The Wall Part 2.
What are you
between
talking
the
about?
Two Wall albums.
Oh.
And one day I wanted to listen to the other one and I opened it up and there was two Part 2s in there. And there was no Part 1. And the box fucking set.
Weird.
Well, you just said you liked it better, so, you know.
Yeah, but
they knew that. I mean that.
What's it worth?
He lost his
knob.
Did
you even see it? I don't see it at all.
Did it just like fly off spontaneously?
I didn't even see it come off.
Is it hooked on your coat or something? Because you turned around and brushed your mic. Oh, it's in your beard. No, I'm just kidding. That wouldn't fit in there.
He looked.
That's one thing all of us have. We have kind of beards, all of us. I don't usually have
it. It's nowhere. There it is!
It just popped out of his butthole.
It just fell from the fucking sky? All right.
Oh, and I haven't been putting anything on my turntable because it's just disheartening because I can't listen to it anymore. I mean, it spins and it works, but the output to my whatever, I can't even listen to it with headphones. So
darn it.
I'll just try to, I guess, give you guys something out of my head that I think you should listen to. I have this record, and I haven't listened to it for a while. See You in Hell by Grim Reaper.
Nice.
See you in hell, my friend.
See you in hell!
See
you in hell!
I got a turntable in my junk drawer.
Dude, do you happen to have an old receiver to go with it?
Nope.
I'm looking.
It's a USB turntable.
I'm going to have to look on Craigslist or something.
Yeah, that'd be a good bet. You should look at the Kentucky Craigslist.
Why?
What goes on in Kentucky, Dave?
Why would you want to?
How long are you over there?
Almost 3 years.
Did you drink any mint juleps over there?
No.
What is a mint julep?
That's what they drink at the Kentucky Derby. That's like the drink a. Right?
And then they wear a weird hat.
Wear weird hats. Mm-hmm. You know, walk around to be seen. You know, it's like a giant Easter parade.
Hey!
Look at me when I'm talking to you, boy.
Hey, was that Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah, Senator Claghorn.
You remember Pete Puma?
Yeah. Stan Freeberg did his voice.
Oh, really? Did you know Mel Blanc did over 15 character voices?
More than that, probably. Well,
that's what I just said. Over 15.
That's just counting cartoons.
No, 1,500, but it's still over 15. Yeah. That's his joke. No, it was 1,500, actually.
Yeah, over 1,500. That's insane, isn't it?
He did 40 or 50.
Abadi. Yeah. Oh, that's all.
Jack Benny Joe. Did hundreds on a Jack Benny show, probably.
Hundreds.
Yeah. A lot of them were the same, but they were different characters.
Have you heard of the, I don't know how long it's been now, the iPad Mini?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
What the fuck is the point of that?
I don't know.
That just a phone?
No, it's about halfway between.
Oh, this kind
of? Yeah, I think it's a little bit bigger than the.
So it's basically a tablet.
Yeah.
No, it's a mini tablet. It's just not that big, though, is it?
Yeah, it is.
The iPads are like.
Okay, so you're talking 7-inch?
It's probably the same length and just a little bit wider, I think. Yeah. It's the same proportions as an iPad, but it's just a little bit smaller.
And here's a suggestion for any of you Christmas shoppers who might be doing some Amazon Christmas shopping. And you might be thinking about, I don't know, getting a
Kindle.
Yeah. I would recommend not getting the Kindle Fire Originals. Just for a few extra dollars, you can get the Kindle Fire HD with a 10.1 screen, and I'm sure they'll have the bugs worked out. I don't know if you listeners remember, but I got mine replaced after 9 months because it was having an issue with the charge.
Yeah, It's earlier this week, still they had doing them for $50 off the
still
the,
doing it.
The HD, the Zoom. You should send it in and say, hey, right now, today you got the $50 off the HD. Why don't you just replace me one with that?
Yeah, and I was like 2 days late getting my thing back, and then they charged my credit card, and they said they're going to refund it, but it's going to take 2 weeks. I had already sent them the tracking number and everything.
You know why they do that, right?
Because they're dicks.
Well, yeah. But
why?
No, because all the money that they're hanging on to for those 2 weeks.
It gets interest.
Is sitting in an account somewhere and is making interest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That $200 is really going to help them.
Yeah.
Well, pennies add up, man.
Oh, I know.
Partial pennies add up.
How many people do you think they're holding on to refunds on?
Probably lots.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots and lots.
Yeah.
Thousands.
And there is a website that if you play Fantasy Sports, Terry.
Fantasy?
You play fantasy sports, which I know you are interested in.
No, I play fantasy.
Oh, sports. Well, yeah, and there's a Aldo site
Nova.
That just holds the money.
Fantasy by Aldo Nova.
Just holds the money. So all it acts as your treasury, right? So all the players in your league pay in, and then at the end of the year it pays out to the winner or whatever. They don't charge anything because what they do is they hold on to that money all football season and just gain the interest.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I wish I'd have thought of it.
Why don't you?
I will tomorrow.
All right. Fantastic, because without competition. Wait, where would the competition not charge it? Oh, I don't know what you're going to do, Dave. You might have to come up with a different idea.
So do people...
Have you thought about waxed vagina lips?
I have not. Right. Not for at least, 20, 25 minutes?
Yeah,
ago.
So does people make money off these fantasy football leagues?
Oh, yeah, the people who win do. And actually, the people who manage them skim a little off the top for their time.
You do? Well, do they? You do?
I would.
Yeah, you know, it's only fair.
Yeah.
As long as you say it out front. I mean, you don't want to...
I'm going to skim this, so it's not really skimming.
Yeah, you don't want to pinch the bag, Dave, without them knowing. Well, smoke with them.
He could pinch my bag if he wanted. If he asked nice to
know. Will you pinch my gum?
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
You got any hairy gum in your pocket?
You got any gums?
No.
You got any gums?
Or as Kevin Christmas say, lick bag.
You got any gums? That's what I always say to my teeth.
Yeah, they're busy holding my teeth.
You got any gums? Dustin's writing notes again.
I don't have any gums.
Do you have any teeth?
I don't have any teeth.
I ain't got no money. Yeah. I ain't got no teethuses.
Did people have
that Richard Pryor doing
teefers?
Leon Finks.
Yeah,
I ain't got
Kentucky is one of the countries we are not heard of.
You're stuck on Kentucky.
Sorry.
I know
it's not a country, dude. It's a state. You said Kentucky is one of the countries we're not heard in.
I thought it was one of the countries.
No, but are we downloaded from Kentucky?
I didn't know they had technology over there. Is what I was getting at.
Can you look on our thing?
No, that's West Virginia.
Find out what states do download us. We got 26 or something.
I could look in regions. No, it might be in a region. I don't know if it goes state to state.
Not heard in North Korea, though.
We are not heard in North Korea. How do we do that, Dave?
Has anybody heard in North Korea?
How do we get a listener in North
Korea? Besides
goats? Huh?
Besides
goats?
Well,
one guy died, so there's got to be some outside world getting in, right?
No.
Il Jong-il?
Kim Jong-il?
Il Jong-il?
Yeah, Jimmy
what was
Kimmel.
The story I heard about Kim Jong-un?
No, it was Jimmy Kimmel. Wasn't he the guy over there?
Yeah. No, Kim Jong-un wanted to fire one of his generals for something. I can't remember what the hell the whole situation was. But he wanted to execute him. But he didn't want to just shoot him because there'd be pieces of him left. So they made him stand out in the middle of a field, and they had already zeroed in a mortar cannon.
Yeah.
And just blew him apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just shoot him out of a cannon into a wall 2 feet away?
You have to ask him.
The guy that just got shot out of a cannon or Kim Jong-un?
No, it's too late to ask
Kimmel.
It's too late.
It was too late to ask either of them.
No, Kim Jong-un.
He's dead too, though, right?
No.
I thought he was. Kim Jong-il?
Kim Jong-un died. His son is Kim Jong-un.
Oh.
Is now the supreme beloved leader in North Korea.
Why do you believe him? Why do you beloved him so much?
I don't.
Why you say that then?
That's what they call him, the beloved leader.
Who's they?
The North Koreans.
Are these the same people they always say that? That's what they said?
That's what they told me.
All right.
It's like the guy.
Yeah. You know, the guy. Yeah. The guy with the hair.
Yeah. Does he look the same?
He's similar.
Yeah. Does he wear extravagant glasses? Is he into pop culture?
I think he wears more modern glasses, but, you know, I'm no expert on the subject. But
yeah, but is he into the pop culture like Kim Jong-il was?
I wouldn't have the faintest idea.
Are you an expert on any subject?
Some.
Name three subjects that you consider yourself an expert on.
I'm not an expert on the list of subjects on
there. What about rope tying? Were you ever like a scoutish?
A little bit. Yeah, I was a Cub Scout.
I knew trucker's knots.
Skittish.
Yeah.
And rigging stuff for in the Army for sling.
A trucker's knot, and that's good for lot lizards, right?
Okay.
A trucker's knot? Use that on a lot lizard?
That's what they use to tie them up in the back of their sleeper. No, tied that bitch up there.
No, trucker's knot. That's like a farmer's blow.
Oh.
It's the heavy metal way of blowing your knot.
Yeah.
Have you ever slept with a lot lizard?
No. Have you?
No.
You, Dave?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you know
not
what
a lot?
All right.
Lot lizard, what? They
hang out at like
rest areas and truck stops.
Truckers.
I think I've slept with a couple of girls who
probably
were qualified to be lot lizards.
So,
and probably willing may have ended up
and
there.
Speaking of,
they would have known.
Speaking of sexual activity and rest stops, you guys familiar with the term homo hangout?
Homo hangout?
Yeah, like the rest area.
No, but I'm putting it together.
Okay, I'm not sure what movie it is, but it's a movie with Ben Stiller.
Uh-huh.
And he's in a rest area, and he's out in the field looking for something, and then the lights go on him, and there's somebody with his pants down, and then he's out there.
Uh-huh.
Alluding to the fact that it's not just around here that the gay people might hang out at
the rest
areas trolling for... Yeah. You've never heard this?
I kind of wish I hadn't still...
Don't spend a lot of time at the homo hangout.
Especially at night, right? Is that when it's going on?
I guess. And it just reminded me of that
break,
because
broad daylight.
It reminded me of that because of lot lizards and stuff like that. But So I'd heard that several times.
Well, that's kind of rough, too, because, you know, sometimes a lot of times if you're on a trip, you want to just stop at a rest area. You might, like, find a little trail you want to go off to go smoke a bowl or something, or maybe even drink a beer.
Or if you're at a truck stop and you got to take a shit and then you got hand signals coming under the stall, you know, do you guys familiar with that?
Oh no!
Taking a wide stance.
No.
That was just a congressional.
No, there's hand signals.
Yeah,
for like
I couldn't. Yeah, now I didn't even think about that.
For
but now
congressmen
that you say
and stuff,
that, yeah.
You know, like people in politics that get busted for having gay sex with people who aren't their wife.
Well, what about if you're? What about if you're in the stall?
Gay sex with anybody? You just took a wide stance.
Yeah. What if you're in there in the stall taking a dump and somebody's trying to send you a hand signal through the toilet?
And they put the shocker down underneath the thing.
Yeah, they're
you gotta be careful.
You just feel somebody's hand going, "Hey, I'm down here in the toilet."
No, that only happens at the country fair.
Reaching under,
no, because
reaching
that,
under
that one guy.
Paper.
Did you know there was a famous king who died that way?
Elvis Presley.
No, he was. There was a paid assassin.
He was on the throne.
He was never without his bodyguards, and the guy that was paid to assassin, what he did was he hid out in his private bathroom. And he went and took a dump, and the guy stabbed him right in the butt. Oh.
Wow.
Killed him.
It's a shitty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yep.
Or it's a shitter job, somebody's got to do it.
I wouldn't want to work in a porta potty.
Why don't you work in a porta potty? It's like one of those bathroom attendants.
That's what I'm saying.
that would be awesome.
Stand there with a bottle of hand sanitizer and a roll of paper towels.
Sir, you're splashing on me.
You've got like toilet paper just draped over your arm.
Yeah.
And it's standing.
Would you like a courtesy Tums?
Would you like some cologne?
You can rub this on your hands with no water and it just
dissipates.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
It's
made out of half honey piss.
Would Sir care for a breath mint?
I think they should make nose mints.
Yeah. They should have free candy bowls in those urinals in the porta potties.
Like, you know how when
the
people
do, but you know, people keep peeing on a damn thing.
You know how when the crime scene investigators go in, like a dead body's been in there for a couple of weeks, and they go and they put that stuff under their nose?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vicks vapor up.
Is that what it is? Or it's just something real strong smelling to get rid of the smell? They should have a nose or a mustache mint or something that you could like.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you go like right before you go in the porta potty, you just go. And then you're like, oh, yeah, you can breathe deep and still breathe in all those particles of shit into your nose and not even know it. That's kind of like taking pain pills and not knowing that your body's hurting and you just keep abusing it and ruining it more. Ruining it. How do you say ruining? Ruining it. Ruining it.
I saw, I saw a guy on Shark Tank. He made these little things. They were like Band-Aids. And you put them over your nose holes.
Yeah, and what happens?
And you they were like little filters.
Nose plugs. Oh.
Yeah, they fit over your entire hole. And
it's got charcoal in them, probably.
Yeah, there's something, and they, you know, they were for safe environments and stuff like this. The Shark Tank went all over it. They were, they gave him millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's so, that's the, to filter out the smell when you're.
It had military applications and stuff like that.
I was going to go to the gay truck driver rest stop thing.
Well, that exactly. That's what I was saying was, you
gay truck driver rest stop.
I got the clap.
That's what you need.
Oh, no,
you need
gross.
Those before you go into the porta potty.
Dave has the clap.
Dang it. I got the clap. She's got the clap.
I've got the jack.
She's got the clap.
Terry, have you ever been to Kentucky?
I have not. I have not been farther east than San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, they,
no kidding!
That's man, that's pretty far over there, though.
Yeah,
I've never been more.
Oh, sorry, you guys.
I've never been more east than Wyoming, Yellowstone, and I've never been more west than Yellowstone.
You,
as you go west, you eventually run into Yellowstone.
Yeah, but you're clear out here right now. You're wester. Oh. You're more west than.
Yeah, but if I go, I've never been more west than Yellowstone because if I go over west, there's Yellowstone over there. Eventually, right?
I think I know why they call it a punchline.
For those of you listeners who couldn't see, after Dustin's last sentence, me and Dave exchanged a strange look, wondering what the fuck's going on right now.
Dude, I got.
What
are
you?
I got
if I go
fratted.
West, if I go west, I'm already west, and if I'm at Yellowstone, then I'm already west. More
no,
west than I would.
I thought you were giving me the bag pinch stare.
Yeah.
Ow!
If you go west, will you not run into Yellowstone?
Depends
the park?
On how far north you are.
Yeah.
Depends on how far north you are.
If you're at Yellowstone Park and you head west, you're not going to run into Yellowstone Park again.
Eventually you will when you get will. All the way around. Yeah, you got to go all the way around the world. You got to catch a boat and stuff. Those things are hard to keep straight. You know, you're not going to stay.
See,
on the
sometimes
line.
Your jokes are more than four slices deep, and I can't. They just fly
it,
right over my head.
Is it like?
Head
is it four off. Slices deep or negative slices deep?
It's four from the other way,
oh.
All the way around. It's as far west as you can
it's
get.
It's four slices deep, but I entered from the back.
Ooh.
Wait, we missed the noises for this?
Yes, we did. That will be included on our reel of lost episodes. Yeah. Man, did you get on the microphone when you did that? That sounded like a turtle. Sound like the Turner and Hooch dog. There was just like Dave slobber flying back and forth across the whole room. Whoa. What's that song? Do you know any rap songs?
Oh, the Fabulous.
I'm the king of rock. There is none higher.
Okay, so you know how 80s rap, was kind of like corny and a.
Push it.
My name is this, and I'm doing this, and this is where I'm from, because I'm a nut. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
and my dog ain't dead.
It's like slow and corny. Well, I'm going downtown, and my name's TG. Yeah. You know, stupid. I found
Fresh
out where Prince. That. I found out where that originated.
Where?
Fred and Barney Rubble.
What?
There's an old Flintstones commercial. Maybe between episodes, I'm going to try to find the Flintstones commercial. Barney Rubble is repping, and I'm pretty sure that it's fucking what's his name? Mel Blanc was Barney Rubble, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to get into that. The Flintstones commercial where they're rapping about Fruity Pebbles.
Hmm. And they, you know, they also used to.
I don't think Mel Blanc did any Fruity Pebbles commercials.
Well, he did Barney Rubble's voice.
I know, he did Barney Rubble's voice. But the Fruity Pebbles commercials came years and years and years later. The commercials during the Flintstones were for Winston cigarettes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They used to be smokers.
Hey, Barney, want a nice Winston cigarette?
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know?
Okay, so enough about rap. I guess.
Rap.
So like I told you guys, listen after the show here, there's a big rap plug.
Mm-hmm.
A rap plug.
Rap it out.
It's a plug rap. It's a plug. There's lots of shows going on tonight, Friday.
Yeah.
And you should go out and do something. Comedy, doom metal, floater, which I don't even know what to call that. No offense to anybody. But go see 30 Pound Test if you're in Corvallis. Or you could go to...
Or any of those shows near Pizza Now, 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 no. Now, now, now.
Not any
pizza
of them.
Now.
Nope, but that's what you should do. You should go out to a show this weekend, have some fun. I'm not sure. Saturday night I'll be down there at the Green Room doing some PG-13 comedy. That means I won't be cussing, and I won't be talking about shit.
Why the fuck would you want to do that?
Well, because they asked me to. And,
well, what's
and
the,
okay. If you can do a clean 30 minutes, you can do a casino and get $200.
Terry,
I'll drink to that.
I know.
Can I ask you a question of
delicate nature?
Segregation?
Sure. I'm not a racist. I don't even like to drive fast. That's one of my clean jokes.
What jokes are you cutting out of your PG-13 set?
For what?
To go to PG.
I'm not going to PG.
I know, but if you did,
I'm
what?
I'm going straight to G.
I'm asking.
Yo, G.
I'm asking what jokes of yours are not PG, but PG-13.
I think that's too close of a threshold or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. That, what's the difference? In a PG-13 movie, you can say fuck once, but it can't be in the literal form like I want to fuck that girl, but you could say, fuck.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you can do that once in your set?
Really?
Not according to this lady. The lady that's putting on wants it to be clean, so I guess it's a PG.
All right.
It's clean. She just said no swear words and no scatological material.
No, yeah.
Scatological.
But she didn't say anything about...
do fart jokes.
She didn't say anything about...
If it's a room full of kids...
She didn't say flatulent jokes. She said scatological jokes.
Yeah. So, but also, though, she didn't say anything about working the crowd nude.
Oh, no. That's totally acceptable. And you'd have to be nude to work the crowd with a song like this. We'd like to get Floyd out here in the nude one time on the TagCast podcast and give him a teabag party.
That would be great.
Hey, Dave, thanks for coming out and being on the show.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Hey, will you stay over the night till Monday?
Over the night. We've been making a tradition of partying all weekend. You got at least two more keystones.
And we got at least a few more pieces of pizza to use through.
Pizza now.
Pizza now.
Thanks for listening.
Go drive through $5.
Now, have a wonderful weekend and tune back in Monday. The record's skipping.
Rock on.
And metal.
Billy Crystal Meth. The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings
and CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, looking for something fun to do? Of course you are. And you think I pre-recorded that? No, I say it every time just to see if you guys are paying attention. This weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on Friday. You've got plenty of stuff to choose from. Here's the least likely thing you'll do is go clear down to Medford and see Lamb of God on Friday, December 14th. I'm surprised they're playing at the Medford Armory. You can get any information you need off the internet, I'm sure. I've heard that Randy might be headed back to jail, so this might be the last time to see Lamb of God in Oregon for quite some time. December 14th, Medford Armory. Also December 14th in Corvallis at the Whiteside Theater. We got Floater with our buddies 30 Pound Test opening up the show. It's an all-ages thing. Tickets are $20 plus the service charge. Also in the Eugene area, December 14th at the Oak Street Speakeasy, it's Corrosion of Conformity, Yob and Saviors, 21 and over. They put up 70 tickets on brownpapertickets.com. I believe there are 30 left. You can get those for $15 a piece, or you can chance it and try to get down there and get in the door. Apparently capacity is about 200. It's a big show for this little place. It's going to be awesome. $15 a head, well worth it. If you don't want to do any of those three things and you just want to get a good laugh, go down to the Cornucopia Laugh. off, laugh off. The Cornucopia Lounge, 10 o'clock that show starts. It's hosted by Mike McGowan, and it's free. You got to be 21 to get in. We're going to have Chris Castle, Seth Milstein, and Andy Bradwin. So go out and check that out. The next night, Saturday, September... God, I'm so stupid. Edit that part out, Dustin. Saturday, December 15th, at the Green Room, it's the Bleepin' Funny Comedy Show, which means it's kind of PG-13. There will be no cursing, and there will be no scatological subjects. All the improv and stand-up, with none of the cursing and whining. Featuring a large list of people. Some of these people will just be doing improv. The most of them will be doing short sets of stand-up. That's going to be clean for your listening pleasure, featuring Cress Bates, Debbie Bennett, Ron Bramhall, Chris Castles, Bruce Fields, Cindy Fields, Melody Dodd, Patrice Dotson, Terry Guile, Mike Janover, Leanne Jashaway, and Seth Milstein. All of that comic entertainment is free. It's at the Green Room, 710 Willamette in Eugene, right next to Doc's Pad. It's all ages, and it's free, so you should go check that out. If you're not going to check that out and you're in the Tangent area on Saturday the 15th, go to the Dixie Creek Saloon and check out Sick Man. It's a tribute to Alice in Chains. Strange Dichotomy will be playing as well. Floyd McCulloch will be opening the show with an acoustic set, and I think he will be accompanied by Zach Rowe on that one as well. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over, and it's free. The next weekend at the Dixie Creek Saloon, it's the 22nd of December. It's the Gatch Game. With your host, Dustin Gatzel. It's similar to the Match Game from the 70s, and we'll have a panel of pseudo-celebrities trying to match answers with the contestants that come down, and that could be you. Just come down there. It starts about 9 o'clock on the 22nd of December, and these celebrities are people like Westy Weaver from Clue FM, Lance Thill from Void and Griefhammer, Dave Wambacher, the Blazer Wookie, you know that guy? Jerry Murphy. He's going to be there, and my wife and myself. We'll all be celebrity guests trying to match your answers and win you some prizes. So come down there for the 22nd. It's going to be a good time at the Dixie Creek Saloon. The day after Christmas, Wednesday the 26th, Oak Street Speakeasy's Comedy Showcase is going down with Seth Milstein and friends. And as I said before, I'm his friend. I'll be there telling jokes. That's a free show unless you want to be generous and donate some money to the comics, because he usually brings in talent from way out of town. So, and it's usually well worth the money. So go check that out. Thursday, December 27th, that's the next night, he does a show at the Granary on 5th with more comedy than you can shake a stick at. I think it's called Comedy as Advertised. We'll have more details on that in a week or two as far as the other comics that will be at that show. Friday, December 28th at the Wow Hall, it's a Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Go online to find out information about that. Tickets are probably in the $15 to $20 range, somewhere around there. You don't get to see the daddies in their hometown a lot anymore, so you should go check that out. And that's all we got. We're going to save the rest of the shows of 2013 for the weeks to come, so that's plenty for you to do. Go out and do that, and then come home and listen to another episode of the TagCast podcast. Thanks for listening, you guys, and go do something.
TagCastPodcast.com.